are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Reign inside of us. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Reign inside of us. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Drying fountain, the never drying fountain. My comforter, my counselor, my comforter, my counselor. Take complete control. You're the living water, you're the living water. Inside of us, fill us with your power tonight, this school of miracles. Let burdens be removed, yokes destroyed, sickness destroyed, in the name of Jesus. You are the God that only does wondrous things. And so we look upon you, we call upon you tonight to do that which only you can do. Even here and over the airwaves. Thank you, because you are faithful, ever faithful. Even when we are faithless, you remain faithful because you can't deny yourself. Thank you for tonight. Thank you because indeed you do that which you always do. Thank you for your word comes forth with power. And thank you because you confirm with signs following. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go to Romans chapter 1, if you will. Romans chapter 1. So welcome to the July School of Miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for his sweet, tangible presence. Makes all the difference. I like that song, you know. Your presence is heaven to me.
Heaven to me. presence, your presence, oh Lord, is heaven to me.
Romans chapter 1. Romans the first chapter. Romans the first chapter. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Are you there? Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Hallelujah. So I want to speak about what the gospel really is. You know, what the gospel really is. What the gospel really is. Why do we run around like crazy people, like headless chicken, you know, shouting Jesus, Jesus, you know, lifting hands. Sometimes I've seen things, and you know, these days as you grow older, you know, or as I grow older, I remember my father, you know, my late dad. I tend to remember him, and now I'm thinking to myself, you know, I used to think sometimes, what's wrong with this man? Now, but what is wrong with him is now wrong with me. You know, in another way, you understand what I'm talking about. Because I used to think, what's wrong with this man? The way we, you know, kneel down, the way we carry, in fact, in every morning at 6 a.m., the way we carry a bell, you know, like a Kibati prophet, like Pastor Kolade would say, you know, carry a bell and bagang, bagang, bagang to wake everybody up. And then by the time you come to the prayer ground to pray, you see him singing vigorously and he's holding a tambourine and he's dancing. And I'm thinking to myself sometimes, you know, I'm tired and I'm thinking, what's wrong with this man? You know, what's even making him so excited? Why is he, you know, behaving like this? There's no keyboard, no drum set. And the way we'll be dancing and dancing and singing. And sometimes, you know, there are certain songs that when you sing them, I will remember him straight away. Because they were just songs that he would sing. You know, so what is the gospel really about? Why, you know that song by Kirk Franklin? He said, sometimes when we lift our hands and then we're crying and nothing's even wrong. You don't remember those songs? Huh? You remember it? You don't? This is even Kirk Franklin, or it's Kirk Franklin. This is not SU song, it's Kirk Franklin. Huh? Why we sing? There's a reason why I sing. Some may wonder, why do we sing? When we lift our hands to Jesus, what does it really mean? You have a song now.
It's because I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
I sing.
Mateo. His eyes on the sparrow. That's the reason why I sing. Are you there? You know, there's something about the gospel that is powerful, difficult to explain. Years ago, in the 90s, I was in medical school. I remember a friend of mine, also in medical school, was organizing a meeting in Abeokuta. And invited me, you know, to come speak. He was organizing, I think it was several days, so I went that day. The things we have done, you know, all for the gospel's sake. I didn't even know, I'd never been to Abeokuta. I didn't know where to go in Abeokuta, but I jumped on a bus, you know, headed for Abeokuta as a guest preacher, but I didn't know where I was really going. But again, I thought to myself, I'd been to many places before. I'd been, I think even Ben had been to, maybe, was that the first or second? Anyway, there are many stories to tell, you know. But I'd been to Abeokuta also sometime. I'm not sure whether that was before this one or after that, this one. That I went with another friend, and we just went to see a pastor in Abeokuta. And we went without asking ourselves whether we had money. You know, we just said, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And we jumped on the bus and we went. And then by the time we arrived, we did not meet the pastor we went to see. He was actually serving, you know, he was serving, but he was pastor in Abeokuta in his service year. And then we didn't even know whether he was going to be there. We just jumped on the bus, let's go. So we went, we arrived there, and he wasn't there. Strange man of God as he was, his door was wide open. He didn't lock his room. He left the place open. So we entered the old place. We didn't have enough money even to eat. We are hungry, so we searched the whole place looking for anything we could find. We couldn't find food. We didn't find money. You know, we couldn't find anything. And then that's when we took, you know, that's about when we were taking accounts of what do you have, what do you have, what do you have. And then we discovered we didn't have money. We did not have enough money to get us back. You know, and then we had enough money to get to the entrance of Ibadan. You know? And that means also that we could not afford to buy a bottle of Coke, despite our hunger or thirst. We needed to keep every kobo we had on us to get us back to the tip of town. Anyway, so this particular time I went and I preached. I found a place eventually. I preached, and I preached what I titled The Splendid Gospel. It was a spontaneous message. It was right on the spur of the moment. As I just prayed, stirred myself up. But when I got there, I knew I was speaking on the splendid gospel, and I just preached. It was not a teaching. It was a preaching. I preached and preached and preached myself happy. But I'm just talking about the power of the gospel. Years later, well over a decade later, I met a gentleman who said, "I know you." I said, "Really, you do?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You were in Abeokuta," and he told me the year, he told me the time, he told me the meeting, and he told me the message. And I couldn't believe that anybody would remember that message that much, but it's because the gospel is powerful. Are you there? Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." He said, "For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek." He said, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." He said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power." Can I hear you say power? Now, the first thing to note is that several times, again, if you're a good student of the Bible, even if, for instance, someone like me, I don't usually talk about the Hebrew word or the Greek word, I don't tell you the actual word it is, but in my personal study, I check up some of those things. I use a concordance, and I check up what the words mean, you know, because if you're a good Bible student, for you to rightly interpret the scriptures, you will sometimes have to check. Okay, part of why you'll have to check is because sometimes the people who wrote it or interpreted it did their very best. But when you switch languages, you know, there are certain things that you can't easily translate from one language to another. And then there are certain things that when you translate them also, your personal bias might show up in how you translate them. It's how you see things that you will put it. You know, I think in recent time, in this week, I've just been throwing out a lot of Yoruba proverbs in the office. And then I throw out the Yoruba proverb, and then somebody will look at me and say, "What is that?" And then I have to say, okay, how in the world would you interpret this one or translate this one to English? You know, some of them, you can't exactly translate them to English. You just give it, you give the person an idea, but he's not going to get the exact thing that you are talking about. It's not the same thing. You have to keep it in the language, original language, in order to understand. So one of such words that you like to play around with the Bible is the word power. And I hear you say power. So in English language, you hear power. Let me even put it another way for you. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for instance, one word that you'll find that has caused a lot of confusion. Somebody called me all the way from the U.S. one day to say, "I need to talk to you about something, you know, because of the church, my church, what they believe. I need to talk to you about it. I like everything about the church except one thing." And when she described what the doctrine was, I began to laugh. And I told her, I said, "I'll tell you where the confusion is coming from. And it's coming from words, you know, words and translations of words." And I said, "If you read the word, the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and it says the head of every woman is the man." Have you ever read that before in the Bible? Have you read it before in the Bible? Do women like it? You don't like it? Have you? Women are quiet. They are quiet. They are wondering where I'm going. And maybe we'll say that they are not very humble, spiritual women. But it's very correct for you not to like it, because that is not what it says. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's not what it says. So if you don't like it, you are correct not to like it. Okay? Because the head of every woman is not the man. Where the confusion is stemming from is the fact that in the Greek language, they have only one word for woman and for wife. You understand? So when you see woman, you have to look at the context to understand. Is he talking about the woman, or is he talking about the wife? Okay? And if we That's not what we're talking about tonight. Are you with me? If we went through it and we rightly interpreted it, we'll discover that he's talking about the wife. And just as he says the man, he's talking about the husband, not just a man. So the head of every woman is not man. Let the women say amen. We just did deliverance there. Are you with me? So words can matter. So another word you see in the Bible is the word power. So the word power in the Bible is not always power. You know, I'm more powerful than Pastor NY. You engineers are supposed to have power, are we? And farmers are supposed to have power. Even if people don't believe me, don't worry. They don't believe me. But when you see power, what do you think about? Power. When you say somebody has power, and we used to talk about it, you are thinking of how powerful you are, the muscle, what he can do, what he can lift, and all of that. So when you see the word power in the Bible, yes, it could mean that, but it could also mean authority. Are you with me? So when Jesus was and he says, I've given you, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, and he says, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy, he wasn't actually talking about power, he was talking about authority. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. That means it means the enemy has some power. Can I have an amen? But no matter the power the enemy has, you have authority above that power. And somebody will say, well, I mean, if the enemy has power, why are you just giving me common, ordinary, simple authority? Because authority is superior. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason why the policeman stands in the middle of the road and he does this, or last man, because we're in Lagos, isn't it? When the last man does this in front of a car or even in front of a lorry, and the lorry will press his brakes, is because the last man has authority over all the power of the lorry. Are you getting me? You know that if that lorry refuses to stop, it will carry the last man. you know what I'm talking about? The way it will destroy the last man, you might start looking for the pieces of his body. But yet he does this and the lorry stops. Why? Because he has authority. As long as he wears that uniform, he has authority. And what authority means is that there is a higher power at the back of him that allows him to dictate to whatever power faces him. Are you there? So someday when we are teaching on the believer's authority, that will be the crux of that. Are you still there? But then here, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, I'm not ashamed. Paul was writing that to the Romans. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. And the word he uses there is the word dunamis, which means specifically. If you read the Strong's Concordance, he said specifically, it means miraculous power. The gospel is miraculous power of God. That's why in Luke chapter 1 is where the angel appeared to Elizabeth and said, to Mary, and said, look, you will conceive a child. And she says, how can I conceive a child when I've not known a man? And says, the power of God will overshadow you. Okay? And then he says what? He said, for every word of God. In fact, in verse 37, in the Old King James, it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. In other translations, it says, every word of God, for every word of God is full of living power. The Amplifier says, for the word of God is not without power and is not impossible of fulfillment. It has power within it. So when you come and you sit, you know, so I like exposure to God's word. Because every time we are exposed to God's word, we are exposed to power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're exposed to power. That's why Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20 to 22 talks about the fact that pay attention to my word, incline your ear to my saying. He said, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. You know, another translation calls that, or rather the original word for health is medicine. So there's something about the word of God just coming out as we're just here and we're talking of God's word and all of that. There's something about power that is just being released and causes a transformation. You know, that's how come we change. That's how come many of you can look back like me and you are amazed at how much you have changed.
In fact, without intentional effort. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Effortless change. You just find out that there are certain things you are not anymore. Because you have been exposed and you've been exposing yourself to God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, as we look in at the glory of God, we are transformed into the same image. The Amplified said, as we look at the glory of God, as in the word of God, we are transformed into the same measure of glory. So there's a transformation that just happens. Why? Because the word of God is power. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. He said the word of God is living and powerful. Can I hear you say powerful? Now, so it means the gospel is not just a message about power. The gospel itself is power. Are you with me? And then he says it's the power of God. I'm running a race against time. He says it's the power of God unto salvation. What I like about that, every time I think about it, I think that when you say something is the power of God unto whatever, it means that it cannot fail. If it's God's power, it cannot fail. Whatever is meant to achieve, it cannot fail. God's power is unfailing. Are you still there? I mean, I was just off a phone with a friend who had been in coma, in ICU. I mean, I've been in hospitalized since April yesterday, and I was so excited when she called me yesterday, and she was fine. The voice was strong. She was home, and I was very happy. And I said, "Wow, you sound so strong," you know. And I said, "Oh, you know," I said, "but how are you doing?" She said, "Well, I feel, I still have some weakness." I said, "I expect that you would have some weakness." He says, "But you know, when we go to the supermarket," I said, "Supermarket." I thought that you would talk about when you get up and go to the bathroom, you'll still be a little. She said, no, when we go to the supermarket, I said, you are way more advanced than I thought. I mean, this was somebody in coma. And he said, at the point somebody said, oh, let's go see some native whatever there in Nairobi. He said, and my mom said, no! I thought, exactly so. She said, but you know, right that moment, after she said no, my strength began to come from the next day. Why? Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It doesn't fail, though. Are you with me? It doesn't fail. In 2 Peter, I believe it's, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Incorruptible, you know, if you plant, if you've been a farmer and you plant seeds, you have all your maize seeds or whatever seeds, you have bean seeds and all of that, you have all of them, you don't know. Some of them, when you put them down, they are corrupted. So they don't germinate. But some seeds, so when you say you have incorruptible seed, it means that this one is guaranteed. Every 10 seeds you put in the ground will bring you 10 different harvests. Are you there? That's why God was speaking in Isaiah 55. Open Isaiah 55. I like Isaiah 55 a lot. God was speaking in Isaiah 55. Are you still with me? Are you getting anything yet? Yeah, you're right. God's presence is strong here tonight. Isaiah 55. Are you there? Look at verse 10. He said, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. My best way of describing this is I tell people, the day you see the clouds gather in the sky and you see it begin to rain, you know that sound. And then you come out and you see that the drops are coming down, and as they reach that level, they turn back and they go up. And they don't reach the ground and water the ground. God says, as the rain never fails to touch the ground and water the ground, he says, so is my word. So the day you see it and the water stops and it returns, get scared. It means God's word may not work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But I don't think you'll ever see that till you die or till you are raptured. Can I have an amen? That's how powerful and unfailing God's word is. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. Now, so he says, now, because we're talking about what the gospel really is. I hope you are getting a picture of what the gospel really is. It's an unfailing message that is full of God's power. Then he says to us, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we've looked at the gospel being the power, the word gospel means good news. We've looked at the good news being the power of God. Okay? And we're saying that power is actual power. Actual power. So it's like power that I have power. It's like power that comes from, what do you call it? Electricity or generator. When the generator generates power. If you think that is not real power, go and put your hand in the socket. You will know power. Are you there? So that is power. He said now it's a power unto. It means it has an effect. Are you there? And then he says the effect is salvation. And I hear he says salvation. Now, that also now is where we have issues. He says it is the power of God that achieves salvation. We have issues because we have contained that word salvation to the salvation of our souls. Oh, I'm going to heaven. You know, and then we leave it there. When we get to heaven, are we? When we get to heaven, no more crying there. Eh? Uh-huh. No more sorrow there. Goodbye, sorrow, goodbye. Eh? Oh, yeah, sing it now. You know this thing. Eh? So it's all about when we get to heaven. When we get to heaven, no more sorrow there, no more weeping there. Goodbye, sorrow, goodbye, weeping. So we've contained it to, I'm going to heaven. But that's not all it is. The word salvation there is actually a word that means to heal, to save, to deliver, to rescue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when we are talking about that salvation that comes by the gospel, it's a package. Can I hear you say it's a package? How many of you have ever bought bundles before on your phone? Eh? You don't buy bundles. I buy bundles. Oh, let me tell you my secret. I always have credits. Eh? And one of the reasons why I have credits is that I buy packages. Eh? I won't advertise for them, but I buy packages. But ask Pastor Enwa, I will tell you some of the trick ones that you can do. But I never, all this one that you buy 100 naira, you spend it, 200, spend it, 500, you spend it. No. My money extends. I buy, there's line that I buy a package that it is, how do I call it? At least 5 times what I load. There's one that I get here time, I get SMS, I get data. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Package. That's what a package means. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you took the same thing that I got, and all you got was here time, voice call. Your salvation is incomplete. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If all you are getting is the salvation of your soul, it's incomplete. Because it means what God gave us is healing, rescue, deliverance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a package. So you have to make up your mind, I'm taking the whole package. There's no point. Listen, there's no humility. He's saying that I will only take one part. It's not humility at all. Is stupidity. Are you still there? You know, if I went now and I went to a shop and I went ahead of you and I paid in the shop and I said, you know what, when he comes later, I'll ask somebody to come. When he comes, I want you to serve him a 3-course meal. Give him starter. How many people have eaten 5-course before? you know. So I said, give him, you know. And then you come there, and you're trying to be nice. Then you say, no. Just give me the main course. You're wasting my money. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're wasting my money because I paid for more than that. So in your niceness and leaving out all of those things, you've just wasted my money. Eat the thing. Or if I went there and I paid for buffet. You know, have you ever taken some people out for buffet before? You know buffet, all you can eat. They say pay 5,000 naira and eat all you can eat. You know, there are some people when they go there, even the people are... Even the restaurant is afraid. Hey, what kind of person is this one? You know, some people eat, and they buy the thing, they eat, then the man will rest. He will rest a little, he will drink small water, he will rest. He will relax. Then he will get up again. He's going again. Hey, but you know, sometimes when people are looking at it, I say, no. I said, that's the correct guy. That's the correct guy. All these other ones are doing small stuff like this. Well, we see all the money. That is the real guy. You need that kind of person. You know, it's like even at a party. I went to a party recently, and I don't like parties. I was there at this party, and you know, one of my old junior in school was beside me, one lady, and she was really, you know, shaking and dancing on her chair and all that. And I said, I don't know, you know, jokingly I said, you have a party spirit. You know, so we're talking about it. I said, I don't know why. I said, because now as we are here, the noise from the music is too much. So we can't even talk. We can't even be gisting and say, how are you? What's going on? We can't gist. I said, when I come, I will not dance. I said, so it's good that they have people like you. Because otherwise, it's a wasted money on the musician they have hired. If you bring people like me there, you understand? It's just a waste of your money. All those things you have done, I'm looking at decoration, I'm thinking, why are they wasting so much money? I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, why are they wasting so much money? I said, so they need people with party spirit. Who can enjoy the package? Are you hear what I'm talking about? Listen, the salvation is a package. Can I hear you say salvation is a package? And we need to take it all and enjoy it all. It's to heal, it's to save, it's to deliver. Hallelujah. You know, that's why in Luke chapter 5, let's go to Luke chapter 5. In fact, let's start from Luke chapter 4 and then we'll read chapter 5. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 is where Jesus began to declare what he had come to start. You know, basically, the Old Testament is the Old Covenant. Then we have the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's Jesus coming. And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that without the death of the testator, a testament cannot be in effect. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not New Testament per se. Are you hear what I'm saying? It's a transition where the testator is still alive. But he's here at that time, he was writing the testament. Are you hearing what I'm saying? At that time, he was declaring that testament and saying, this is the testament, this is the testament, this is the testament. So everything he was doing then is to tell us what the will of God is under that new testament. But it came in full force after the death of that testator. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But he was declaring what that testament was about. Okay, that's why he talks about things like Isaiah 53 and all of that. That's why he mentions things, he was referring to all of those things that the Old Testament people were prophesying about himself, because he was trying to tell us that, hey, this is what is coming. And this is what's going to be in force after I die. Can I have an amen? Okay, so Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, I think from verse 16. This is after he had just fasted and come down from the mountain, having been tempted by the devil. But Luke 4, 16, the Bible says, so he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord. So you see, again, he was referring to what Isaiah prophesied. He opened the place and he read it out and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Isaiah was prophesying about him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So listen, the gospel is going to have an effect to the poor. What is good news to the poor? What will be good news to the poor? Eh? What's good news to the poor? You will be broke. You will die in poverty. What's the good news to the poor? Is that it? Eh? Eh, you are rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. He that was rich became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. That's the gospel to the poor. So when you say, I don't know why they are preaching the prosperity gospel, preach the poverty gospel. Abby, can that be a gospel? It can be good news. So he came to deliver us from our lack, from our want. That's why Paul could write to the Philippians also in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And he said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's why he could write 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that I've been referring to. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? You are going quiet. Oh. So you have to believe. Listen, the reason why we prosper is not really because of our giving. The real foundation of our prosperity is the fact that Jesus came to die for it. You understand what I'm saying? That is the real foundation. The real foundation is that it is part of that salvation. It's part of that package. That is what you must first and foremost believe. Can I have an amen? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Some call it the year of Jubilee. You know what the year of Jubilee was? The year of Jubilee was when everything that people had lost, things that they had given up because they were in debt and all that, all of those things were restored back to them. If you read the Old Testament very well, he said, now I'm going to declare, I've come to declare, but under this covenant, every year is your year of Jubilee. Now, the year of Jubilee was every 50th year, ordinarily. But he was saying, under the covenant to come, you don't wait for 50 years, you get it now. The restoration. Are you there? Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. You are quiet. Oh. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. He said, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee. So actually, before I move on, what I wanted you to see in Luke chapter 4 is that that gospel has several dimensions. Did you notice that? It was to gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, set free the captives. It wasn't just salvation of the soul. Hallelujah. Maybe you can describe that and say yes to set free the blind. Maybe that's the salvation of the soul. But it was more than that. Can I hear you say more than that? That is very important too, because that's the most important side of it. However, you don't take the most important side of it and leave the rest. And I have an amen. Luke chapter 5 verse 17, I start again. It says, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And the Bible says what? Immediately he rose up before him, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Let me summarize very quickly what I'm trying to say from that Luke chapter 5. So they brought a man. The man is paralyzed. They let him into the roof, put him in front of Jesus because everywhere was full. What does the man need? The man needs healing. What does Jesus say? Huh? Jesus says, your sins are forgiven you. What do the Yoruba say about that? Ilagbe kileju. Abi, what does that mean? Pastor, why? What we carry, what did we carry, what did you throw? Meaning, this thing, how does it correlate? You get what I'm talking about? You have brought the man, you are desperate enough, you let him down before me. Everybody who has eyes can see. The man is paralyzed, he needs a healing. Even if we are not sure it's paralysis, we know he's very sick. Because he's on a bed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then you are looking at the man, and what you are talking about is what? Your sins are forgiven you. So the people say, we have been keeping quiet all these days. You have started again. Your sins are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven you? Then Jesus says, so that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin. No, he first says something to them. He then asked them a question. He said, which is easier? To say your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. What is he talking about? He's saying, if I say, rise up, take up your bed, and walk, and if I say, your sins are forgiven you, it's equal to the same thing. The same thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If I say, your sins are forgiven you, then he should also rise up and walk. That's what he's saying. He's saying that as he gets forgiven of his sins, it's a package. Are you with me? The man should also just get up. He said, but since you are confused, I will say, rise up and walk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then the man stood up and walked. Then I hear he says a package. You have to believe it's a package. So years ago, I was in a barbing salon, and this guy complained, rebuked, blasphemed God so much, and talked about how God had let him down and God failed him because he had written jam, I think, 5 or 6 times. And in his life, and he failed. Even when he slept in church, he still went to write jam, and he failed. And there's all this Jesus, all this preaching, it's all a lie and all of that. And I think they took light momentarily, and people in the barbing salon quickly escaped, because people were very uncomfortable with his speech. And I stayed, and then light came on, and I began to talk to him, and I said, well, so what's your problem, really? And then he began to tell me, no, he had done everything. God failed him. He wrote jam. He even knew what he could have done, how he could have bought, Crunje Expo, whatnot. And he didn't do it because he was trusting God, and even went and he slept in church and all of that. So I did exactly that. I laughed. So I said, if you can show me where it's written in the Bible, that thou shalt sleep in church. And then thou shalt bust jam. I said, and he did not walk. I will join you. And he got the message, and he began to calm down and began to preach the gospel to him, which is the power of God unto salvation. He had told me, his whole life he had gone down the road far away from God. He told me he was a chain smoker. We call it what? Fikorokon. I don't even see anybody doing those things these days. So I keep wondering how tobacco companies are declaring profits. I don't see people. I don't go where they are. I'm too Christian now. Because I don't see it, and sometimes I wonder. In those days growing up, I thought you see people even driving, and they are smoking while they're driving. Now I look everywhere. I can't find them. I'll be cutting them around. so he was a smoker, but I preached the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. And he gave his life to Christ. The next day I ran into him accidentally. It was on the campus of University of Ibadan. I ran into him quite accidentally. He was a student there, and he was so excited. He was excited not just because he was saved. He was excited, and he told me this was towards evening of the next day. And he said, even since that time, not only have I not smoked, he said, I do not have the desire to. Why? Because he caught the message that salvation is a package. Are you with me? Jesus said, which one do we say? Rise up and walk, or take your bed? It's equal to the same thing. When you got saved, you gave your life to Christ, your sins were forgiven, but not only were your sins forgiven, actually your body was healed. It doesn't matter what you feel there now, your body was healed. Are you hearing me? And I tell people, no matter what you go through, the one thing you must not let go of in your heart and in your mind is to know that I am already healed. I'm the healed of the Lord that the devil is trying to make sick. It doesn't matter how you are feeling. It doesn't matter what pill you are on. As you take the pill, say, thank you, Jesus. because I was healed. And I refuse to stay sick because the devil is trying to make me sick. Hallelujah. Let me try to wrap it up. Romans chapter 1. Go back to Romans chapter 1. You know, I'm wishing that tomorrow is a public holiday. So that we can just do 4 hours here tonight. Romans chapter 1. Are you there? It says, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it says, the power of God unto salvation. for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness, that's where I'm going, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Let me read you one or two or three other translations. Just verse 17, for time's sake. He said the good news, this is the ERV version, easy to read. He said the good news shows how God makes people right with himself. God's way of making people right begins and ends with faith. As the scripture says, the one who is right with God by faith will live forever. I read you the Amplified, verse 17. He said, for in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed. The word ascribes means that God gives it to you. You didn't earn it, okay? For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith. That is disclosed through the way of faith that allows us to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live by faith. I read you just one more, the Passion Translation, verse 17, Romans 1:17. It says, this gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe, and it moves us. Can I hear you say it moves us? It says it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. That's what I want you to see. It moves us from just receiving life by faith to the power of living by faith. Now remember, verse 17 starts with the word for. Okay? So we've talked about what the gospel is, but how does it work? It works by starting us off in faith and pushing us into a life of faith. Are you there? Why is that important? Because we know, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 2, that it is by faith that the elders obtained a good report. That is that when people are victorious in God, in Christ, it has to be by faith. Can I hear you say by faith? So not only does the gospel start us off, its power, it's unfailing, it achieves salvation, but it does so by pushing us into a life of faith. Are you still with me? Pushing us into a life of faith. That's why Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as we are exposed to that gospel, it pushes us to living by faith. And faith is the victory. Are you there? Faith is the victory. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, look, I tell you, whatever is born of God. You know, there's a way. He says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, present continuous. Okay? And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. There's a way you play with words in English. You know, if you, at least if we don't know Greek, Hebrew, we will try with English. Can I have an amen? And when you say, when you use words that for things that are intangible like that, you didn't say for whoever is born of God. He said for whatever is born of God. That is for emphasis. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said that if a chair can be born of God, it will overcome. A table can be born of God, it will overcome. If a bicycle can be born of God, it will overcome. Because whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the ingredient that is inside what is born of God that makes it or really in reality, in or how overcome, it is our faith. Romans chapter 12 verse 3 tells us that. It says we have been given the measure of faith. That is the victory. I said hallelujah. Are you with me? What is the gospel? The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's why Paul could write in Galatians 2 and verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Why is that faith the victory? Because what the gospel tries to push us into, or what it does for us, is that he pushes us into a life of faith. Faith in what? Faith in what Jesus has already done for us. Are you there? What has he done for us? Matthew 8:17 says himself, bore our sickness and our disease. What has he done for us? Colossians 1:13 says that now he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his dear son. I always like that when people talk about deliverance. I say, you have been delivered. Believe it. Receive it. Can I have an amen? That's what we need to do. Take what has been given. That's the life of faith. Believe what is written. Believe what he has said. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:13. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the righteous. Hallelujah. So he took away the curse. So everything you see that's like a curse, look at the Old Testament, look at Deuteronomy 28. If you read from about verse 15 down, it's all curse. Curse talks about the plague, it talks about all kinds of things. He said he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why? So that every blessing can fall on us. That's what he has done for us. When you live a life of faith, believing in what has been done, then you will enjoy a victorious life. Then it becomes your reality that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Stand on your feet. Lege soto bradish tabahate. Legegegeste brado sofredish tabahande. Lege so bradish tabahande. Is there somebody who's high? You have been having high pain, burning, high sensation, pain in the eyes. Is there somebody who's had a pain in your shoulder? I believe particularly the left shoulder. If pain in the eye, just come. If you've been having shoulder pain, just signify shoulder pain. Let me know it's you. But every sick person can and will be healed. Can I have an amen? Legedosta brandos of eledista. Stand on the rock here. Just let her come here. Just stand on the rock here. I'm just playing out what I've seen before. Yeah, the presence of God. Somebody say, why on the rock? I don't know. The presence of God is so strong. I'm just following the things I perceived. Legedosta brahande so proposto predisa prahasa prakide predisa brahande ledededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededededede oska rete so pradeshte brahande. Yeah, the mighty hand of God, the mighty hand of God. If you are believing God for healing in any other part, whatever it is, just come. Stand on the rock here. Legedosta lesuso predide vekete sapaya gadosa. Ledosa prahasta. Just close your eyes and receive right where you are. Legegosta ledosa talina bahanda. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory. Legedosta brahada. Just play that your presence. So beli dede sozo balade se tele kadosa bahata ledo dosh kabrahande. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just put your eye on that hand. Put your hand on that eye. Thank you, Lord. Stop praying and just receive. Legedoshta, leso fada gade, legoshta bahata. Thank you. That's it. Really strong. Thank you, Lord. Healed by the power of God. Libro globoso belista, brakamando sofredisto. Yeah. Legodoshta, ambrokoshta, bredesto, brokoso, frahande, sokoto, ambrekesho, fosfoso. Close your eyes a moment. Always going to wait on Him. God told me years ago, He said, give me time. When you preach, give me time. Give me time. Let me do what I want to do. Sometimes we just need to wait on Him. Forget everybody else. Forget everything else. And just wait on Him. Let Him do what He wants to. Let Him touch who He wants to touch. Stand behind Toby. God's hand is coming on her. Stand behind Toby now. God's hand is coming on her strong. Yeah, God's hand's coming on her strong. Label promotion of Reddish Abraham. Esokoto Reddish Abraham. Yeah. God's hand is coming strong on her. Label Soto Belegi. Never get Usta Radis of Reddish Abraham. Thank you. Have your way, Lord. Yeah, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Holy Spirit. Touch. Touch.
Is that all? Yeah. Let's take it all in. Take it all in. Take it all in. Yeah.
The scriptures talk about the oil of joy. Le boko boro boso. Yeah. Le boko boso predishna. Akara boso predeso. Le boko boro boso predishna. Yeah. Lord, increase it. Increase it. Increase it. Increase it. Yeah. Increase it, increase it.
Let it flow, 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 let it flow. It says out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yeah, let it flow. Yeah, let it flow. Le broko boro boso predi. Let it flow. Le gedoshta brahane. Lingle eshto brando sofradishta bahata. Yeah. Le gedoshta brahane. Le gedoshta. That's the second time. Is that a lady? You're struggling. You're having your hair. Your hair seems to be falling out. You know what I mean? Hair always falls out when you plait, when you comb and all that. That is normal. But you know this is not normal. Twice that has come to my mind tonight. So you are bothered about it. You know that you're having an excessive situation. That your hair is falling out. Your hair is falling out. Is there any such person here? You are quite concerned that it seems your hair is falling out, but that when you comb it or whatever. And again, maybe I'm making a similar mistake. The only time God ever spoke to me like that years ago. Maybe it's not a lady. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, to him. Just you to him. Just you to him. Just you to him. Forget everybody else. You to him. Yeah, you to him. You to him. Legedoshta, Brandoso, Fredishta, Legoste, Fagadosa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How's your eye now? How's your eye? Is it burning? The pain? Huh? Is it gone? Come. Jesus prayed for a man. He said, do you see? The man said, I see men as trees. He laid hands upon him again. Okay. Are they saying something about your shoulder? You didn't talk about the shoulder. The left shoulder. You did. Okay, just close your eyes. Legos to ready, yeah. Is there pain in the shoulder? Or was there pain now? There's a bit of pain. Okay, so hold my hand with the left hand. Legos Aliba Kadosa. Thank you, Lord, because your power goes in that shoulder and fixes it. Yeah, fixes it. Fixes it. Pain goes at the power of God. That's it. By the power of God. Extremely long. What if it grows extremely long? That's why I'm laughing. Because I just felt, if it grows, begins to grow and grow and grow, would you like it? Would you want that? Grant our heart's desire, Lord, I pray. Grant our heart's desire, Lord, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Is there anybody that needs prayer before we close, and maybe you were waiting and you, whatever you wanted has not been called, but you want hands laid on you? You can come now and hands will be laid on you and pray with you. Just before I drop the mic, Are you out for prayer? Which one? And when you stand, expect his touch. Expect his touch. Early 90s, 92 or 93, I felt God's power come on my hand, and it's been growing stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger still. Legeroshta. Not even sure I need to touch all of you, but his power comes on you. Yeah, his power comes on you. Power comes on you. Legeroshta brahade sokotoba. Take that power. Legeroshta brahade. Yeah, it's increasing strong on you. Increasing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, let it come stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Take it. Yeah. Lekedosta brahando sokroboso brakadosta brakadosa brakadosa lekedosta brahande sokora ba 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 shakada bahasta brahande. Lekokoroboso brahista brahande. Lekedosta brando sokroboso feli lekesto brando sok. Yeah. New walk. Ha! Encounters of a God kind. Yeah. Everything changes. By the power of God. It's a new walk with God. A new reality of God and the things of God. A new reality of God and the things of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get stronger. Yeah, increase that voltage. Let it get stronger upon him now. Stronger, yeah, just you to it and take it. You to it and take it. Yeah, take it in. It's, I can feel it flowing. Forget about everything. I just take it in. Yeah. Zegele broko sofredishta brahando sofredishta bahata. Yeah. Encounters. Of a God kind. Le broko poro bosto fredishta brahande. Le broko poro bosto fredishta. Le gele gosta brakadosa fredishta brahande. Le gele gosta. Please help us. I almost forgot. Let it be. Please come. Yes. Le gele gosta brahande. Yeah, God had been bringing something to my mind. 1 Kings 4:29, God gives Solomon wisdom and lightness of heart. Wisdom and lightness of heart. There's an unction. There's an unction of a shepherd that makes the pastoral office different. And I pray that oil comes on you strong. yeah. That unction, that shepherd's unction. Legedosta bradose bradista brahande kekele bakaso bradista. Yes, Lord. According to the direction of a head of a church. Yeah, according to the direction of a head of a church. Yeah, it's a different man. different. Different. Completely different. Yeah. The shepherd, the pastoral office. Legedosta. Yeah, the unction of function. Yes, Lord, the unction of function. Lebo proposto ready. Lesta prakadosta brahande. The unction of function.
legedoshta praka mondo sofredishta bahata ya lebo sofredishta bahata legegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegege yeah according to the direction of a head of a church lebo produshta brahanda yeah you function completely differently legedoshta there is a new oil a new oil legedoshta prenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenenen
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lesutom bradishta bahate. Bible says God gave Solomon another heart. Give Saul another heart. Another heart. Another heart. Another heart. Another heart. Another heart. Leke dosta. Ya le bo 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 shake de 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 de. Dosta bra kadosta predishta brahase. Yeah, Solomon said, I can't go out. Your people are great people. I do not know how to go out or how to come in. Yeah, but the Bible says God gave him. God gave him. God gave him. And God gives you. God gives you. God gives you. God gives you. Lebradosta brahasta, the wisdom required, the lightness of heart required. God gives you. Legedosta, dusta braste, frekedosta brano socorra baste keledista. Lebo socorro boste, ledosta predista brahande. Legededededesta, lebro bobobobobobosta. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Legedosta brahande. Begin to give him thanks tonight. Begin to give him thanks tonight. Begin to give him thanks tonight. Legedosta brahande. Lasto brande sefa kadosta brahasta. Ye legedosta brahande. New dimension of a miraculous. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, frekele gogo. Sofrenishka Bahande, Lebo Gosta Braneste Fredishka, Legedosto, Lebrosto Fredishka Brahande. Thank you, Lord. 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 It remains you. Say what up, it remains me. Are we? It remains you. It remains you. Like a mighty rushing wind. Like a mighty rushing wind. Like a mighty rushing wind. It blows you away. Like a mighty rushing wind. The mighty hand of God. Le bloso fredishta bahata. Ya le bosto. Like a mighty rushing wind. Legledosta brando sofredishta bahate. Leglosta brando sofele gelishta brahande. Lesto brande sofredishta bakade de doste veledi. Begin to give him praise tonight. Begin to thank him. And those online, thank you, Lord, for miracles. Miracles break forth. Miracles break forth. Legedosta now or later, miracles break forth. Legedosta brando soproposto veledi. Lende esta braca dosta brado sofredi. Negle estuvre gedadi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.